by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must-See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have returned from the Butler Motor Speedway, where Danny Holtgraver picked up the feature victory on Saturday night with the UNOH All-Star Circuit of Champions. Great program over there on Saturday night. Big show with a nice crowd. It was great to see a lot of the improvements around the Butler Motor Speedway. Nice signs welcoming everyone to the racetrack, fresh paint on a lot of stuff, and brand new bulbs and lights in the infield that made a huge difference in watching the racing action, where we saw Danny Holtgraver take advantage of two calls on jump starts that moved him up to the front row in the heat race and also in the main event that kind of set him up towards victory in the heat race that allowed him to make the dash. And then he was scheduled to start in the second row in the A main. There was a jump called. He was brought back a row after Doug Zimmerman, the local driver, jumped on the start, got moved back one row, put Holtgraver on the front row, and he took advantage on the third attempt to start that race, got a great jump at the start, was driving away, but then through lap traffic, got held up a little bit. Once Chad Kemenaw worked by Lee Jacobs for second, Kemenaw put some serious heat on Holtgraver through lap traffic. Looked like he might have a shot at getting him, but Holtgraver scooted through traffic, opened up some distance, and then a caution with five laps to go allowed Holtgraver to get in the clean air and drive away to the victory. Here's what Danny Holtgraver had to tell us after last night's win at Butler. Danny Holtgraver, nice victory tonight at Butler Motor Speedway. Something for your team to build on.
I just want to say, let's go Bucks, OH. No, this is awesome. We've been really, really up and down lately. Had a lot of bad luck, tore a lot of stuff up, and feel bad for the car owner. It's been been in a bad situation, more often than not. Thanks, Dale. And finally put everything together, and we got lucky a couple times getting put on the front row. But you know what? You got to take it when you can, and we did. And, my guys worked their butts off and gave me a good race car, so I can't complain.
How important during this time of year is it to be on an upswing like this and have a moment like this where you're heading in the right direction?
We got a lot of racing coming up, so it's definitely, you need momentum on your side. We got to head to New York on Tuesday, the Grove, Lincoln, two tough tracks. Then we got a Speed Week coming up, then we head out west to Knoxville, so it's just everything leads into the next thing. So, if we can get some momentum going here, just boost everybody's spirits, and the way we've been down lately, it just brings you right back up.
Lap traffic allowed some guys to close in, but then you had a caution of five to go. That clean air, mighty important.
Yeah, luckily I got a good restart because a couple before that I kind of screwed up and saw somebody, I guess it was Chad, get inside of me. I was like, oh man, I got to get a little better on the next one. And, I could get through lap traffic all right, but I hated to see it and also hated to see a caution with five to go. It was kind of thinking it was going to be a lose-lose situation, but it worked out and I'll take it.
Still on for Bedford tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to. It looks like rain and there's about 8 hours of there. I don't know if we should wear ourselves out before we go. We got to run all-star shows and points races and stuff, so might have to pass on it, but I don't know. We'll see.
And New York coming up this week?
Canandaigua, I think, on Wednesday, then a Grove and Lincoln.
All right. Well, Danny Holtgraver, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, of course, Bedford did get rained out today, so they made the right call on that one. Chad Kemenaw has had kind of a rough return to the All-Star Circuit of Champions, but some midweek work on the race car this week seems to have got them going in the right direction for the hardest-working little team on the road. Here's what Chad Kemenaw had to say after his second-place finish at Butler. Chad Kemenaw, strong run tonight that you guys really needed at this point.
Yeah, we did. We've struggled so bad this year. It's either really, really hit and miss, terrible. It seems like we're missing more than we're hitting. But we made a lot of changes to the race car this week, and I got to thank Tony Bieber for dropping everything and getting that done. But looks like we're heading in the right direction. We got a pair of seconds, and Craig Mintz runs really good at Attica. And, Danny starting up front here and getting on the cushion, he was pretty good.
Yeah, good weekend for you. Like you said, how good does it feel to close out a weekend like this with some top threes going in to maybe heading out east or wherever you're going next?
It does really good. You don't want to head east and, be struggling bad. That's probably the worst place in the country to go if things ain't going good. But, you know, hopefully we can keep this momentum, get out there and, you know, get some top fives or possibly a win.
Now, it looked like in lap traffic you had a shot at the lead, but unfortunately it worked against you as soon as it worked for you.
Yeah, I needed it to stay green. It seemed like I got better, you know, in lap cars, but it's just the way it goes. You know, we're not complaining. Second's good, and, you know, maybe we'll get a win here pretty quick.
All right, Chad Kamenaugh, rolling good, heading into some of the big races this summer.
So Kamenaugh recovered for that second place finish. And how about the season Lee Jacobs is having since teaming up with this new race team? They have been on fire, two all-star victories and another strong top three finish. They're shooting for that Ohio Region Championship this year. And this is the kind of performance that could lead them to be in contention for this coming to the end of the year. Here's what Lee Jacobs had to say after Butler.
Lee Jacobs, solid point night tonight for you. Track position awful important at this point.
Yeah, it is, you know, and Danny got up to the outside of me on the second start there we had, and he got a better start, and the outside was definitely the place to be on the starts. He got more momentum right there on the get-go, and he was able to get by me, and this place is really hard to pass at, but we had a restart, and I thought I might be able to slide him in one and two, and I got bounces, and that's when Chad got by me. But we'll take a third place finish again with these guys, and we'll go on to the next race and just see what we can do.
This team seems to be really rolling in the right direction, and we talked about earlier this week, you guys have a tremendous amount of momentum behind you.
Yeah, you know, I'm just absolutely in awe of what's going on with our race team right now. You know, from where I was a year or 2 years ago, it's pretty incredible. And I got to give all the credit in the world to Johnny Lewis for believing in me and giving me this opportunity to do this and do the sport that I love so very much. And my little cousin Cody has done an absolutely astounding job setting the race car up. And we got to know each other really quick with the car set up. And we've kind of clicked, and we're doing really good right now.
Makes those long drives home a lot better when you run well.
Yes, it does. We got a lot to talk about on the way home, so it makes it a lot easier.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Lee Jacobs, your third place finisher. And also, it was announced on Saturday night, an official release has not been put out on this yet, but it appears that the two-day All-Star Show in August at the Butler Motor Speedway will now be a two-day affair, Friday and Saturday now, and that program will include a party on Friday night. So make sure to visit allstarsprint.com. There'll be details coming out on that very shortly, but we have to thank everybody from All-Star Championship Racing and over at the Butler Motor Speedway. Everyone was more than welcome and accommodating to us all night, and it was great to see them. That track slowly maybe moving in the right direction. There's still a lot of things that have to be corrected. I mean, you know, getting the weekly program built up and such, but I mean, some of the facility things that have been happening throughout the year, it looks a lot better. And we need a healthy Butler Motor Speedway to have a good sprint car program here in the state of Michigan. So hopefully it's a step in the right direction. So one of the biggest shows in the year in the books at Butler Speedway, and we were glad to be a part of it. So that will wrap up this post-race podcast for TJSlideways.com. Don't forget, of course, TJ Slideways Live every Monday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern on racesontheweb.com. We'll be doing that this week, and a lot more podcasts to come. So thank you for listening, and good night.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Slideways podcast.